Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, open up your mouth and just state them right now. It is God who has kept us and not ourselves. Come on into
thank
him with
you,
our faith
God.
This morning.
Thank
whatever
you,
you're coming, trusting God to do it then. Believe it
thank
and receive
you,
it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we're still here. We still have life.
Amen.
And praise, amen. Hallelujah, God. We thank you.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Come on, let's enter in
thank
with all faith.
Yes,
come on,
Lord.
Come on, enter in. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We decree in the prayer of Psalm 121 this morning, amen. In the mighty name
thank
of Jesus Christ, I would lift up my eyes to the hills from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved, amen. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, hallelujah, he who keeps Israel shall neither sleep nor slumber, amen. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day nor the moon at night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil, hallelujah. He shall preserve your soul. Come on and shout glory. The Lord shall preserve your going out, hallelujah, and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Come on, let's give God some praise. Almighty God, all by himself, hallelujah. Lord, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Lord, we thank you for new mercies and new grace. Hallelujah. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. Amen. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. Lord God, it's you that have kept us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that your hand is upon our life, and we come this morning, oh God. We come believing, and we come surrendering all over to you, withholding nothing. We come casting all our cares and fears and worries down at your feet, oh God, and we pick up the peace that you give, amen, the peace that surpasses our understanding, and we just want to say thank you. We come humbling ourselves under your mighty hand that we may be delivered and forgiven from all that's not of you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, help us on today, amen. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to wash over our minds with the blood of Jesus and cleanse out all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and destined for our lives and those in our family. We ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, to shut any doors that need to be shut, whether spiritual or natural, and open any doors that need to be opened, whether spiritual or natural, in our lives and those in our family. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, hallelujah, all that's on the line today and all that we love and concerned about it, those in our family, oh God, we ask you to give each of us, amen, and all that we pray for today, clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thoughts, clarity of mind, and hallelujah, in knowing your voice, oh God, that we may receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, open up the channels of our spirit right now. Lord, fill these your temples with as much Shekinah of glory as possible, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, anoint our head with that holy oil, oh God, let our garments to remain white, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do, because we trust in you and you alone, amen. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we praise you, hallelujah. We praise your holy name. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you are our God, and we exalt you, amen. We give you thanks, hallelujah, to your name, Father God, for you, hallelujah, for you have worked wondrous plans for them long ago with the perfect faithfulness according to Isaiah 25 and 1. We thank you, Lord God, that you are our strength and our song, and you have become our salvation. You are our God, and we exalt you according to Exodus 15, 2 through 3, amen. We thank you, Lord, that our mouths will speak the praise of the Lord. All flesh will bless your holy name forever and ever, amen. According to Psalm 145 and 21, praise be to your glorious name forever, and may the whole earth be filled with your glory. According to Psalm 72 and 19, amen. The Lord lives. Praise be to our rock, amen. Exalted, hallelujah, be God, our Savior. According to, hallelujah, to Psalm 18 and 46, amen. Thank you, Lord God, that, hallelujah, we will praise you from the rising of the sun to the place where it sets, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Father God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, help us all on today, oh, God, that are dealing with the spirit of resentment and bitterness as we pray this morning. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Heavenly Father, hallelujah, life seems so unjust, so unfair at times. The pain of rejection is almost more than we can bear, amen. Our past relationship have ended in strife, anger, rejection, resentment, and bitterness. Heavenly Father, help us to let go of all bitterness and resentment. You are the one who binds up and heals the brokenhearted. We receive your anointing that breaks and destroys every yoke of bondage right right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We receive emotional healing by faith according to your word in Isaiah 53:5. And with his stripes we are healed. Amen. We thank you for giving us the grace to stand firm until the process is complete. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, for hallelujah, for your We thank you, Lord God, for our wise counsel that coming from you. We acknowledge the Holy Spirit as our wonderful counsel. Amen. We thank you for helping us work out our salvation with fear and trembling. For it is you, Father God, who works in us to will and to act according to your good purpose. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we choose to forgive those who have wronged us. Amen. We choose to live a life of forgiveness because you have forgiven us. Amen. With the help of the Holy Spirit, we get rid of all resentment, bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice in the name of Jesus Christ. We desire to be kind, hallelujah, and passionate to others, forgiving them just as Christ has forgiven us. Amen. With the help of the Holy Spirit, we make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy, for we know that without holiness, no one will see you. Amen. We choose to, hallelujah, we choose to see it. Hallelujah. We choose to see to it that we do not miss your grace and that no roots of resentment or bitterness grow up within us to cause trouble. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we will watch and pray that we will not enter into temptation or cause others to stumble. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you watch over your word to perform it. Amen. And that whom the sun sets free, it's free indeed. Amen. And we receive our freedom. Amen. We are free, and we thank you, Lord God, for freeing us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the finished work on Calvary. And we decree and declare that we have overcome resentment and bitterness by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the word of our testimony. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we can't thank you enough on today, but yet still we thank you. We thank you for this deliverance. We thank you, Lord God, that you're always with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we call upon your help right now, that you will help us and those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, help. Right now, God, and we thank you for your ever-present help and your help that's on the way. Father God, we ask right now that you will divinely intervene in every situation that's concerning us and those in our family, and turn it all around for our good. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God, for washing us and cleansing us. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for purifying us. Hallelujah. Healing our bodies, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to your name, God. We just want to say thank you. We come to give you thanks this morning. We offer up a praise of thanksgiving, oh God, hallelujah, for you have done it all, amen, hallelujah. We thank you for your promises, a yes and amen, and we stand on those promises on today. Father God, I thank you, oh God, all that's on the line, hallelujah, to have an ear to hear. Let them hear and receive what you have to say, that we may be saved, amen, that we may be blessed, that we may be healed, delivered, and set free, and those in our home, oh God, all that we love and concerned about, and that's attached to us, amen. I lift up on today, amen, your daughter, Bernstein, hallelujah, Lord, I pray that you work a miracle in her and for her in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Your daughter, Cassie, oh God, right now, oh God, move mighty in her and on her, Father God. Let your peace rest upon, oh God. Let joy overtake her right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for restoration, oh God. Restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, amen, every tissue, every bone in her body, oh God. Let restoration come. Restore to the days of her youth, oh God, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we come lifting up, oh God, your daughter Brenda Gale and our auntie Ruth and May. I tell your cousin Connie on today. And, Lord, we pray that you will continue to bless, heal, deliver, and set free and work a miracle in them and for them, oh God, in every situation that's concerning them. Let joy overtake their whole family, oh God, all that they're connecting to and all that they love, oh God. Let peace reign in every area of their lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare victory right now. Amen. My Lord, my God, over this family and all that's connected to us. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, I lift up and pray for your daughter, Bonnie, and hallelujah, and I ain't Vera on today, oh God. Oh, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you would continue to be their strength, continue to be their way, continue to be their truth, oh God. Oh, Lord, turn it all around for their good, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, touch and heal on today, even in this hour, oh God. We decree and declare, believing in your word, and say, yet while we're still praying, you're already moving, amen. You're already working it out, so we thank you, Lord God, for working those things out concerning your children, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We lift up and pray for Angelo today. Amen. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you will send the one that you ordained for her life, oh God. Oh, Lord, open up the way where it seems to be no way, oh God. Lord, bless her womb, oh God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that she will bring forth, oh God, the child that you called to be in her life to be a blessing. And we just want to say thank you. We come against every attack of Satan and his agents against her life, against her breakthrough, against her calling with the blood of Jesus Christ. And we decree and declare victory over right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We bless your holy name, oh God. And we lift up your daughter, Shonda Neese, this day, oh God. And Lord, we pray, oh God, work a miracle in her, for her, and her children and grandchildren, all that you love and concerned about. Lord, you know her heart, oh God. She has a heart to serve, oh God. Oh Lord, I ask, oh God, as she plants seeds into other people's life, oh God, that you will bless her in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you made her to be a blessing. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, your word said that one planted, one water, but you give the increase. Oh Lord, we plant success. We plant joy. We plant healing. We plant prosperity in the life of your daughter. We plant the seed of peace. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, by faith we water and we ask that you give the increase. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That she would know and see that it come from you, Father God. And we just want to say thank you. We pray for the protection and guidance and the leading for her grandchildren, oh God. Oh Lord, that they will operate with godly wisdom in your counsel. Amen. That they will truly be blessed. They will not make foolish choices, but they will seek first your kingdom and all your righteousness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you that we can decree and declare by faith that it's done. Amen. My Lord, my God. Lord, I lift up my mother Carol on today. I lift up her children on today. I lift up her grandchildren, all that's in love, oh God, on today. And Lord, I pray for healing to her body, peace to her mind, restoration to her soul. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, I pray your hedge of protection be around her children and grandchildren. Oh Lord, I ask, oh God, that your help, oh God, that all will be saved, oh God, before the coming of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that even in this hour that you will call them nigh unto you this day, that they may receive and believe. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. If it had not been for you, Lord, on our side, where would we be? But we thank you that you're on our side, that you're with us always. My Lord, my God. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. And Father God, we lift up our cousin Erlene on today, oh Lord. And Father God, we ask that you touch her heart, oh God, creating her clean heart, Father God. Oh Lord, touch her mind that peace may rest upon her mind. Help her to keep her mind stayed on you, that you'll keep her in perfect peace. Lord, restore the hope and restore the joy. Restore, oh God, right now, let restoration come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Mighty Kababo Shetea. Oh Lord, let her eyes open up her eyes, oh God, that she can see, oh God, all that you have placed in front of us to be a blessing to our life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, give her new eyes to see, new ears to hear, a new tongue to speak your word. Amen. That she will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that she will not hold back, oh God, that she will do all that you called her to do. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we remove every stumbling block, hallelujah, every way of the enemy right now. It is you, Father God, that goes before making every crooked path straight. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. We thank you for loving us like you do. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, help us all to love like Christ. Hallelujah. With no limitations. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No conditions. Amen. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you. Glory to your name, God. We bless your holy name, Father God. And Father God, we lift up on this morning, we lift up your daughter, hallelujah, Sharon Gordon, on today. And Father God, we ask, oh God, as we lift up her husband, Samuel, Lord, and his family, oh God, that they lost a loved one, oh God. We pray, God, of all comfort, that you would comfort that family, oh God, restore the hope, the joy, oh God. Oh Lord, help them to keep that mind stayed on you, oh God, that they will be in perfect peace, knowing to be absent from the body, to be present with you. It is our prayer that, hallelujah, as our brother, oh God, that went home, hallelujah, that he's in your presence, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and that you opened up to him, oh God, and let him in. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Let all know and see, oh God, that you are God and God alone. You are the head, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord of lords and King of kings. You are the Alpha and the Omega. So, Lord, I ask that you move mighty in the life of your servant, Sharon. Amen. That you will continue to bless her and use her mighty, oh God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that you will continue to be her strength, oh God. Let joy overtake her even right now on this side. Set a fire with the Holy Ghost.
Lord, I set a feet of fire that you will run with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Holy, that you will touch and heal. Amen. And cast out demons. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, that the demons will, holy, will flee at our presence, oh God, knowing that you are with, oh God, that your inner is you that operate in her. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We decree and declare the victory. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name this morning, Father God. By faith, we decree and declare all is well with us. Amen. In our homes and all that we love. And Father God, we lift up our cousin Kimmo today. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you will continue to bless her, guide her, keep her, be her strength, oh God. We pray, oh God, for the healing of her brothers, oh God. Lord, we ask that you work a miracle of healing in them right now. Release your healing virtue, your healing anointing, that they may be healed. But not only that, Father God, that their sins may be forgiven, that they may be washed and cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. We dip their full mind, body, soul, and spirit in the blood of Jesus Christ. And we decree and declare anything that's attached itself to them from the camp of the enemy has been destroyed by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare victory over their lives. Amen. We decree and declare they shall live and not die. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we call them blessed. We call them free. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Oh, we bless your holy name, Lord. And Father God, we come lifting up on today. Amen. Hallelujah. Our Aunt Eliza Jane, oh God. And we just pray, oh God, that you would just blow on her right now, God. Oh, Lord, breathe on her. Amen. In the night, mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let this be a time of refreshing, oh God. A time of renewal, God, for our aunt. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, God. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Bless her, Lord God, with a heavenly blessing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare the goodness of the Lord overtakes you. Amen. The goodness of the Lord directs you and guides you and leads you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. We decree and declare by faith that it is so, and it shall be no other way, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you for, Lord. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name, Father. We lift up our cousin Dorito on today, Father God. And, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, Lord, that you will heal, oh, God. Hallelujah. We come against every attack of Satan against her body, her mind right now. We decree and declare victory. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we ask, oh, God, for restoration, oh, God. Restore every part of her body, oh, God. Let restoration come. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we pray for the life, health, and strength and the protection of her children and grandchildren. Oh, Lord, all that she loved and concerned about us. In the name of Jesus Christ, let it be blessed, oh God. Let healing come. Let healing come and spring up, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Touch in a mighty way, oh God, even right now in this hour, oh God. Let us feel your presence, oh God. Move on the Holy Spirit and in them, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare the goodness of the Lord, amen. Hallelujah, God. And Lord, we lift up those that had a heart to be on the line this morning, oh God. Oh Lord, but could not be, oh God. We pray for them this morning. We lift up Jamel and Twan, amen. We lift them up in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray that you will continue to help them, guide them, instruct them by the Holy Spirit, oh God, that they will learn and receive from you, Father God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, help us all to be accountable, God. Hallelujah, to our walk, oh God, with Christ Jesus. Oh Lord, help us, oh God, to turn, hallelujah, from anything that's not of you, Lord. Let us not be tempted by the worldly things, the possession of people, the conversation of this world, oh God, but to seek ye first your kingdom always, amen, and all your righteousness. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, we love you. We thank you that you loved us first. Amen. Heavenly Father, on this morning, we present to you ourselves, our family, and our property. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, we bind the power of Satan's demons and all dominion of darkness seeking entrance into our lives. We bind any demonic assignment spoken or sent against us and those in our family. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, God. We bind every demonic assignment, amen, come on, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that's sent against us and those in our family, and we pronounce them to be no effect. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest to destroy the works of the devil. According to 1 John 3:8, we decree and declare the words and the ways and works of darkness over us and those in our family to be broken and destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind the satanic forces of nature from harming any property that we possess. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, God, we ask you to expose and bring into light negative
inner vows and strongholds that contradict your word and will for our lives. By the breath of your spirit, release your truth as a sword to expose falsehood, curses of self-rejection, self-hatred, reactive hatred, and bitterness towards others. Amen. We take the sword of hallelujah, of your word, oh God, and we cut ourselves free from the bondage of generational strongholds and ungodly character defects. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we renounce all relationship dishonoring the Lord our God. Heavenly Father, break the power of soul ties over our minds and emotions for ourselves and those in our family. Amen. We claim and proclaim our freedom to be children of Yahweh God, to live as you intended us to live, filled and overflowing with the light and power of your Holy Spirit, filled with the life and love of Jesus Christ. We claim, hallelujah, we claim the full protection of the shed blood of Jesus Christ right now, the Son of the living God, over all individual lives, our marriages, our families, our possessions, our churches, our neighborhoods, towns, and nations, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You, O Lord, are a shield about us, our glory, and a hallelujah, and the lifter of our heads. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, let the wicked be purged out the land, that we, your children, may live in peace and enjoy this new day that you blessed us with in peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for your help. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Use us, mighty, O God, for your glory. We decree and declare that all things are working together for the good of our life, and we are blessed. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for divinely intervening and turning it all around for our good. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now and every prayer that went forth and all that's on the line. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. Amen. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, Lord, you shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, amen, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's name that we pray. To God be the glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise right now. Amen. Come on. Let's just thank God right now.
Hallelujah.
I won't be before you long, you all. I have a few minutes here. I have to go. I have an appointment, but definitely did not want to miss this opportunity to be on the line and be able to touch and agree in prayer. So I thank you all for your understanding. Hallelujah. We've been in midnight prayer here. Tonight will be our 7 days of wrap. We'll be wrapping up. So I thank everyone that's been participating and coming on and touching and agreeing at midnight. So God bless you. At this time, I'll call your name. I'm closing up the line so we can hear each other, so it's not static. We want to know how you're doing and how you've been this morning, and then I'll release the word and the pastor's blessing, and we'll wrap up here. So thank you all for your understanding, family, this morning. Hallelujah. We're going to start with my mother, Kara. God bless you, Mama. Go ahead. How you doing and how you been?
I'm just doing good. Good, blessed morning from Houston, way down there to Louisiana. God woke me up service time this morning. And
amen.
And I'm glad to hear everybody on the line today. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you, Mama. We love you, and we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hey, Baroness Thing, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? How you been?
Good morning to you this morning.
Good morning.
I'm doing good. I'm doing great. And
hallelujah.
Thanks to the Lord. Beautiful day, and I'm very and I enjoyed your prayer. I love it. I love you. Amen.
Amen. I love you too. Hey, Bernadette, God bless you. We love you so much, and we thank God for you. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. Hey, Classy, God bless you. Welcome back. How you been and how you
thank
doing?
You. Good morning, family.
Good morning.
I'm doing great. Can you hear me? I don't know if I have it on mute or not.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning. I thank God for waking me up this morning and closing my right mind.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that wonderful prayer. And I just want to let you know I'm doing better. I'm doing great. Prayer does work. Thank God.
Amen.
And him, all my family, that I love everybody.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. We love you, too. You too. God bless you. So good to hear your voice. The happy best on the line. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Cousin Brenda Gale, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning? I talked to you at midnight. How you doing? Glory to God.
Good morning, family. Good morning, Tabernika.
Good morning.
The second time this morning. I'm good. God bless us all. I believe and I receive the prayers that you've already prayed over us. I thank God for you, all your love, your faithfulness. All is well. To God be the glory. Love you, family. God bless.
Amen. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Most High God. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, God bless you. Welcome. How y'all doing and how y'all been?
Good morning. Good morning, family.
Good morning.
We're doing good. Mama, how you doing this morning?
Doing good.
Yes. Thank you for
Amen.
That wonderful prayer this morning. Thank you. You covered everything. Thank you. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for you. So good to hear your voice on the line this morning. We love you so much. We love you both. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory. What a blessing to be here. Today is May 6th, you all. Last time we were on the call, we were in the month of April. Look at God has brought us to a new month, a new day. Amen. So I'm just so grateful. Never taking anything for granted. Just thanking God for it all. Oh, hallelujah. Cousin Sean Denise, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. It is so good to be on here this morning. Thank you, Tyler and Nika, for that wonderful prayer. I pray for you daily. It is so good to have us on this line. I thank God for my mom for feeling great and my aunties and cousins. And I just want to say I love you and thank you for what you do. Amen.
Amen. Love you too, Cousin Sean Denise. Hallelujah. So good to hear your voice this morning, knowing that God has kept you and he will continue to keep you and all that you love and concerned about. So God bless you. Hallelujah, God. Just so excited. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Cousin Earlene, God bless you. Welcome back. How you doing and how you been?
I've been fine and I'm doing good. It's just great to be back, listen to everybody and hear so many on the line. And I'm just thinking, look what God has done. Brought us to a brand new day. Walking in his grace and here we are. Praise God and thank you for prayer. And I'm just grateful to be here. Life happens, but we move on in joy because we know God is in control and he can handle it all. In the name of Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. We love you. We thank God for it. So good to hear you back on the line. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Mama Sharon Gordon, God bless you. Go ahead. How you doing and how you been?
I'm doing fine this morning. I count the blessing. And I say good morning to everyone on the phone this morning. And may God bless them. I really enjoy your prayer. You had mentioned everything that I need to hear this morning. Because God is real. And I just thank you because I love you. And keep doing the work that God wants you to do in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. I love you too. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'll be looking for you at midnight tonight. As we wrap up on our 7 days.
All right. I'll be there
tonight. Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. Hallelujah, Lord. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. God bless everyone that's here on the line. Thank God for us being here on the line again. Thank you, Tyronika, for continuing the line and even on your busy schedule. We just thank God and we just praise God for us all being here again. So I thank you all.
Amen. God bless you. We love you, Cousin Kim. Always good to hear your voice. Thank you for your diligence and obedience. Amen to the will of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Aunt Eliza Jane, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family.
I'm doing good. I'm good today, and it's good to hear my sister Classy back on the phone, and that she's doing better, and she'll be able to be on the line now. So you go on and do what you have to do today, because you have done what you need to do, and you've touched all of us and prayed for all of us, so you've done your job. So go and do what you have to do. Praise God. Amen.
Yes, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God. God bless you. Aunt Eliza Jane, we love you. I love you, and I just thank God for you. Amen and amen. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Cousin Connie, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Doing good, doing good. Hey, family. Hello. Good to hear y'all voices this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Wonderful, thank you for the prayers, but I gotta get my mom, what you gonna tell them this morning? You doing good?
Wonderful,
thank you. Yeah, all right, you're doing wonderful. You gonna say hello to everybody?
Hello.
Hello.
Tell them all.
Tell them all what? You doing good?
I'm good. Doing good.
All right.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you for your prayers. We just love you. Thank you for what you do. I mean, you cover everything, everyone. I just thank you for that. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you as well. We thank God for both of y'all. Get to hear your voices on the line. Hallelujah. Pray that God will just continue to be your strength. Amen. And that you will hear from God even more. I know it is God that is speaking. Amen. That will truly be a blessing to your life and all that you love and concerned about. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah to your name, Father. And it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So good to hear Auntie Ruthie May voice on the line this morning. God bless you, Auntie Ruth and May. We love you so much. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Cousin Dorita, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I'm blessed and I'm doing good, and I thank the Lord for that wonderful prayer this morning. The devil tried to make me sleep late, I said, but he was a lie, and I got on the end of the prayer, and I thank the Lord. And you keep on
thank
giving
you.
Those prayers. Keep on giving them, because Lord is listening to you. And I thank you.
Thank
tell
you.
All the everyone on the line. I love everybody on the line. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Here in a minute, I will open up the line so everybody can hear each other as we get ready to wrap up here. It's just an echo. So God bless you. We love you. Cousin Dorita, we thank God for you. Amen. And we decree and declare the victory over your life. Amen. It is already won. Hallelujah. On this morning, family, as I wrap up here quickly, and I hate to rush, but just understanding the power of gratitude. The Bible says in the book of Mark, chapter 6, verse 41, then Jesus took the 5 loaves and 2 fish and gazed into the heaven and gave thanks to God. He broke the bread and the 2 fish and distributed them to his disciples to serve the people, and the food was multiplied in front of their eyes. What an amazing example of the miraculous power of thanksgiving. Amen. With thousands of hungry people and only enough food to feed a handful, it would have been easy to send the multitudes away to get food somewhere else. But Jesus didn't focus on what he didn't have. Instead, he praised God for what he did have. Amen. He blessed what wasn't enough as if it was enough. Amen. His thanksgiving created a miracle of provision. Amen. See, Jesus knew lack was not God's will. See, this story is a beautiful example of the power of thanksgiving in the heart of God. When we're faced with lack, the one who has everything we need offers an opportunity to see a miracle. Amen. How many know we serve a miracle working God? Amen. See, when we stop looking at what we don't have and praise him for what we do have, things begin to change. Amen. A heart filled with gratefulness creates an atmosphere of the miraculous power of God to work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody give God some praise right now. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. How many need a miracle for yourself? How many need a miracle for what you're standing? How many need a miracle right now? I want you to understand we serve a miracle working God. But if you're just thanking, amen, if you're just rejoicing, Lord, that he is a God that is more than enough, and he's a God that heals, he's a God that redeems, he's a God that sets free, amen. I want you to understand we serve the one true God that is able to work a miracle for you and in you in the name of Jesus. Let us pray, Lord Jesus Christ. Forgive us for focusing on what we don't have. It isn't your desire that we allow negativity to drag us into the pit of despair. We decree and declare we are blessed in so many ways. Amen. We thank you for teaching us the power of Thanksgiving. Help us to become a grateful person and to live with a grateful heart. Amen. Oh, Lord, we thank you, and we receive it by faith on today. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. For God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, family. I love you. I thank God for you.
Hallelujah.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May God grant you the peace that surpasses all understanding.
Oh, yeah.
The peace to know that, hallelujah, that you are a favorite of the Lord God Most High. May you prosper by his mighty hand. Amen.
Thank
and come
you,
to understand that he is for you and not against you. Let this day, let this month, let this year be a year where God's hand is full of divine favor, reaching to every area of your life.
Whether it be physically, spiritually,
emotionally. And may you walk in his divine abundance today and forevermore. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray, we believe, we receive. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless. Love you, family.
God bless. Love you, family.
Love you, too.
Amen. God bless. Everyone have a good weekend.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Tomorrow
I'll make 64
years old. Praise God. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm blessed.
Thank you.
Thank you. For real, honey. Nobody can't tell me that. Amen. Y'all have a great one. Stay safe. God bless everyone on the line. Amen.
Okay.
Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face.
Yes, Lord.
Let us sing forever of his saving grace.
Praise him, Sharon. Praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Let me lift my voice. Here's all past.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Only last ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say what?
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. By sound to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing. Yeah. Sing and shout, then I'll